Here we are, everyone. As promised, we are starting Summer of USL League 2. And what better way to start than with friends of the pod, someone we've had on multiple times. They've been here the most. It is Peoria City. And we have yet another. We've had a coach, we've had a player, and now we've got someone from the front office in around it. It's Matt Sheehan. Welcome to the podcast, Matt.
Hey, happy to be on. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for being here. It's a real pleasure getting to work with you guys. And I've said before that this series is kind of a full-on dive into USL League 2 soccer because it is, of course, vastly different from the Championship in League 1. We know that. This is only a summer league. But I feel that it brings out some of the best that USL has to offer. So I think it's important to highlight what goes on here, and we've had plenty of gems come through the USL League 2 pipeline. So I guess to start out here, just give us a little rundown of what you do for Peoria City and for the community, and we'll go from there.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks so much. So I'm the vice president of Peoria City now. Last year, I was the director of communications, and so we're super excited to have just brought on two full-time staff for Peoria City. It's the first time we've ever really done that. We've all honestly just kind of worked part-time for the last couple of years. I'm still part-time. I have a full-time job here in Peoria, Illinois that kind of takes up my, you know, 9 to 5. And Peoria City is kind of those early mornings, late afternoons, evenings, weekends as we're kind of doing here on a Saturday. So I love it, though. I love soccer. I love Peoria, and I think that's a great way to kind of bring things together. So a couple of things that I do for the club, just when you think about the creative process of showing who we are, so that's through social media, news releases, getting on local media, doing podcasts, creating graphics, that sort of thing. So I help and kind of create all of those things. So that's a huge, a joy for me. I've always kind of been a creative guy, I guess, you know, writing or creating projects. Mm-hmm. I've had some video and photo experience in my background. I did TV news for 5 years before leaving last February for my full-time job here in Peoria. I do media relations for a hospital system as my full-time job. So kind of in that same pathway, you know what I mean? And I kind of keep that communications at the center here for Peoria City. But we've kind of realized this after last season that a lot of things that I do as well has to do with strategy and pushing the club forward, raising the bar when it comes to the professionalism of the club. And so the club president and I kind of met before the season, and we agreed that communications and strategy kind of go hand in hand. So vice president of communications and strategy. Yeah.
Awesome. Big congratulations, because I know last time I asked about it, you were the communications director, and now I had no idea. Glad to hear you're VP here. I mean, just proof that I think Peoria City is one of the clubs that has been moving in the right direction ever since they have joined USL League 2. So it's fantastic to see where you are. But I'm interested, you talked about how you still do this part-time, and it's awesome that Peoria has instituted some full-time employees now. I think that also goes to show the growth of the club and the league in general. But how do you balance a regular work life and the, I'll say, craziness that is supporting a USL League 2 team in this period of the offseason?
It's tough, that's for sure. Balancing, I think, in general, a little bit, you know, personal about me. You know, I've got an 18-month-old son.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's taking a nap in the other room right now. You know, so there's a lot of balancing acts going on, but you just kind of have to make it happen. So, that, like I kind of mentioned, there are some early mornings. There's some late nights. So, you know, I was doing some work just last night till 10 or 11 o'clock at night. That's pretty usual for me, just because things got to get done, especially where we're at right now, where we're announcing players every single day. We just announced our merchandise and jersey designer O'Neill's, which I'm rocking here, part of the staff kit. Oh. So we just announced that, super excited. They're the largest sportswear company in Ireland. And so Peoria City is super pumped to kind of be the start of their way into America. So they're really in Ireland, they're in the UK, Australia, and they're starting to get into Canada as well. But I would say Peoria City is kind of that first major soccer club in America that they're
Yeah.
being a part of. So when I say that as well in the early mornings, Ireland right now is 5 hours ahead of us. Usually they're six because of daylight saving time. We went back to they're 5 hours ahead. So that means I'm having conversations, at 6 or 7 in the morning with them to get things ordered or get things kind of set up and change designs here or there. We also announced, super exciting club partnership with a club in Friedrichshafen, Germany,
Right.
Peoria Sister City. So they're now 7 hours ahead of us, usually 8 hours ahead of us. So that's a
That's
thing too. So yeah, you ask about balance, man, that's tough. That's always going to be tough. But I've got an awesome wife who's super supportive and allows me to do a lot of this, and she supports me in a lot of ways as well. She's very creative, and so she's awesome for helping create graphics and has that eye. We're a great team there. And so, yeah, that's about it. It's kind of like you just have to make it happen.
yeah.
And we want things, like I said, I was kind of brought on in this role to kind of, raise the level of professionalism in the club. And so you kind of have to meet those marks. And so if that means extra hours or working on the weekends, you got to make it happen.
Absolutely. And is there a little break once the season ends? Like, are there some slow spots where, you can kind of sit back and relax and reflect on the season you had, or is it full go, all the time?
Yeah, I'm probably my own worst enemy in that regard. I want to be go, 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 24/7, 365. But yeah, once the season ends, the guys go back to college, maybe you make the playoffs, so you kind of extend it a little bit, but we did not make the playoffs in 2023. So the goal was, and we talked about this towards the end of the season and right as the season ended, to at least keep things active from a social media perspective. And from just being involved in the community. So, we did local watch parties at some of our partner bars and restaurants, whether that was a Premier League game, once we got into the NCAA season. And, one of our main guys that's, local from Morton, Illinois, which is just right outside of Peoria, he plays at SIUE, and they had a
Oh, yeah.
phenomenal season, right? They made the NCAA tournament. And so we kind of partnered with some local bars to do watch parties to watch him. We did some partnerships last summer where the Peoria Chiefs, the baseball team, all their season ticket holders got to come to a game, and vice versa, right? And so we did that at a Chiefs game. We did the same thing with the Peoria Rivermen, the hockey team here locally. So we stayed active. It's obviously not daily or multiple times a day, as you'll see in the season. So, but I would say too, getting up to the season is super busy as well. Like I said, we're doing player announcements every day. We're about to launch our merchandise store online, hopefully Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, hopefully. And so there's a lot of things coming down the pipeline for sure.
Absolutely. It sounds like, I mean, you had touched on your partnership with a club, your sister city, you said. Can you kind of, I mean, we've seen these kinds of partnerships with teams before. So kind of what does that bring to a USL League Two team? I mean, I'm sure a club overseas can bring a lot that an American team in this kind of system could really use. So can you kind of just walk us through what this partnership could bring to Peoria?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is such a unique opportunity that you really don't see in USL League Two. I haven't heard of any other clubs doing it. I could be wrong. Maybe somebody already has in the past, but it's just not something that I've currently been seeing over the last couple of years. And so I think we're in a very unique position. And hopefully too, we're inspiring other clubs, right, to do similar things, because I think competition breeds greatness. And so hopefully we'll see some other clubs. I know there was at least one club or one of their front office staff was like, hey, we should look at doing this with our sister cities. And they were actually texting me and asking me questions about like what is sister cities all about. And so it was a great kind of educational conversation that we were able to have. So I don't think we've seen the full reach of what this partnership will be. And I think it's going to take time and it's going to take years. You know, the goal is hopefully as time goes on, let's say there's somebody that plays for Peoria City May through July, and they're looking for their next step or just to get some more experience August and into the fall. To my knowledge, the club in Germany, you know, has kind of two different seasons in the year. So they're in their kind of their first season right now. They have a summer break and then they come back in the fall, kind of once Peoria City's done, and they kind of have a second season. So if that's of interest to players, or maybe we have a player from Germany, right, that comes here for the summer and then goes back to Friedrichshafen and plays there, that's definitely, you know, an opportunity. And vice versa, you know, if VfB Friedrichshafen has a player that for whatever reason they really want to come to America, maybe they want to go to college here and do that, and they want to, they're looking for a summer program, you know, because we do offer housing here and we help out with meals and groceries and that kind of thing throughout the season. You know, this would be definitely a viable option. So hopefully as time goes on, you'll see more, I don't want to call them like player trades, but you know, if the GM of Friedrichshafen messaged me on WhatsApp and was like, hey, you know, we've got a couple of guys that have some interest in coming to playing for Peoria City after us, you know, and I, you know, I'd give them to our coach and then we'll kind of see, and vice versa. If I have a guy that's super interested in going to Germany for the fall and maybe he's studying abroad there, there's that. One other, you know, exciting point about that is the tie from Friedrichshafen to Stuttgart, which is in the top league of Bundesliga. They have a direct line. And so, you know, if there's guys on Friedrichshafen that are doing phenomenal, you know, they might get training opportunities with Stuttgart and maybe they get on the roster, or maybe they're at least on the training team. Maybe employees can go right there and work for Stuttgart. It's only about an hour away from Friedrichshafen. Friedrichshafen is in like southern Germany, and, you know, there's this beautiful lake that's very serene from the pictures I've seen. And right across the border, I think you have, you know, Switzerland, and I think it's Austria right there. And it's just, it looks incredible. And from what they tell me, so another part of that too, is hopefully, fingers crossed, as time goes on, maybe we can host like some sister cities cups and do kind of a round robin tournament. So, you know, maybe Peoria City or youth players from Peoria that can kind of rep the badge for us could go over to Germany and play there. And then obviously we want to host them here in Peoria, because that could bring thousands of people to the local economy. So
absolutely. And it's interesting to hear the differences between, because you'll see these sister city or like strategical partnerships from the bigger clubs, and they always feel a bit not necessarily upfront with you. It kind of just feels more like a marketing ploy, that, you know, we're joining in with this team. But when you get down to these levels where it actually makes sense and it actually benefits both sides, it's a lot more fun to see. So I'm excited. I think the round robin idea would be incredible. I mean, just imagine, like, we've seen these games between, like, I'll go back to Borussia Dortmund versus San Diego Loyal. We saw that, I believe, last July in Loyal's last season. But having these lower division teams, both from Germany and the United States, that feels like it could set up something, like you said, almost March Madness, like almost like a round robin tournament. That would be, I think, a lot of fun. Do you think that could be almost a sort of extension of the USL League Two season, where maybe we do have some opportunities for some friendlies in there and we get these teams not on the map, but in the spotlight, to say?
100%. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'll tell you that right now we are working on an extremely exciting friendly for Peoria City to happen this summer. So I can't say who it's against yet. I wish I could. I really do. I think it's going to be a little bit before I can. But I think when you see the news, you're going to be super excited. And, you know, talk about putting USL League 2 on the map and putting Peoria City on the map. At just, you know, a global scale, I think we're working towards that. And I think that there are other clubs, absolutely, in USL League 2 that are working towards that as well. And they have great fan attendance and great stadiums. And so, You know, why not make these kind of things happen? And so, and yeah, I think that the partnership with the team in Germany, I mean, it's very grassroots. It's very local soccer-esque, and that's what we're trying to keep it as. But it does raise the bar in terms of professionalism for both us and the club in Germany to say, huh, there's interest in this club in Peoria, Illinois, from all across the world. And we see that, you know, with a lot of our players, they are from all different countries. And, you know, we do have a lot of guys from America, which is great. But as you've seen, a couple of our guys so far this season are from different countries, and we're going to continue that as well.
Do you think the, I mean, this is a primarily American thing. You always bring in those college players, but do you think having the foreign players come in and provide that little bit of different perspective to the game is important? Because I've seen teams, and I know we're kind of going off into a different route, but I've seen teams go these routes of either signing purely American players and kind of focusing on purely foreign players. Do you think it's better to have a mix of all of those aspects? Because to me, that seems like where you get the best of both worlds, you know? Because I feel like college soccer here, especially when you're going in as an American student or a US student, you kind of fit in to the, what am I looking for here? You fit more into the overall landscape of the team. You know, you've played through all of those like camps and clinics, and you've gone through club soccer. But when you're coming over as a foreign player into college, they play just like it feels no fear. You know, they are full of flair, full of excitement almost. So what do you think is the ultimate destination for getting that perfect roster? Is it just one of each, or is it both together?
Yeah, I don't think it's just one or just the other. I think you do need that mix, absolutely. And I do agree that you know, people from different regions of the world bring a different flair to the game, and they have a different set of skills and just a different energy about them. And so I think we've seen this with Peoria City. We have a great mix of American players that play at you know, NCAA schools from around the country. And then we have a great mix of international players that also are playing, you know, at NCAA schools around the country. And so bringing them together is a beautiful thing to see, because I think, as you know, with USL League Two, most of the players arrive to their destination, so Peoria, like a week before the first game, if
Oh
even. Our, I mean, our first game this season is May 11th. Our first game last season was May 20th.
boy.
And that's a big gap, because a
Oof.
lot of these students are ending their spring semester. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. You know, if guys are arriving a day or two before, you basically just have to gather them together and say, you know, play as a team and see
There we
how it goes.
go, yeah.
So you're already learning, you know, off a flip of a coin, you know, how you're gonna perform as a team. And I mean, I saw it last season, and I think you'll probably see it again this season. And most teams probably deal with this, but you know, the team that we were on night one was not the team that we were at the end of the season. Like, we lost our first game of the season last year. I don't think we should have. We were not at full strength. You could tell the fitness and stamina was not at full strength either, as it was halfway through the season once guys were in full training mode. You know, we were up 2-0 at the half, and we lost too. You know, that doesn't normally happen. And so yeah, I think that'll be interesting to see. So I'm hoping that our guys now are training hard, ready to get going from night one, so that we can start strong. We start in Des Moines, who's currently in the US Open Cup, doing a great job. Saw they won a couple nights ago here. So we're on the road in Des Moines, night one. So we need to be ready to get going from the jump.
Do you know if I don't think they are, but how common is it to, because Des Moines did sign Sasha Kljestan and Brian Rowe, and from your perspective for the US Open Cup game, is that like an avenue that Peoria would want to go? Should they ever compete in the US Open Cup? Is that, or would you want to continue to give the outlet to the players that, you know, come here to play for Peoria and are in the position that they are in college?
Yeah, no, I think it all just depends. You know, first of all, we need to get in the US Open Cup,
Right.
which would be awesome,
That would
you know,
be
if we were
amazing.
able to do that next spring or the, you know, the year after, whenever that happens would be great. So that's kind of benchmark number one. Yeah, I mean, I think if there are, you know, some awesome Peoria soccer player alumni that would want to come back and maybe they're playing, you know, at a higher level, and they would want to come back for a game or two. You know, I think the coaching staff would probably entertain that. You always want to give an opportunity, you know, for the local guys and the guys that we're going to have on our roster. So I think it's back, kind of back to your last question. It's kind of just a good mix. It's also like who's available. You know, we're in the middle of March right now, and you know, I don't know who all would be available for that. So that's a big part of it too.
Absolutely. We'll sit on the US Open Cup because I'm very interested to hear your perspective of not everything that's gone down, but if you are able to expand on your thoughts about MLS not participating in the US Open Cup, I would love to hear it because that ultimately trickles down to where we are in USL League 2. You know, when you go to those especially even USL League 1 or championship stadiums as a League 2 team, you know, that grows the game in these communities where these USL League 2 teams really want to thrive. And when MLS, which are, you know, the big boys, I will say, of American soccer, when they say this isn't for us and they create their own problems, it's kind of like, well, what are we really doing here? So I'm interested to see your perspective of MLS's not handling, but I guess decision to take the high road and not participate here.
Yeah, well, I'm absolutely disappointed, first and foremost. I think a lot of people are. I want to see MLS involved in the Open Cup. And if that means getting more MLS Next Pro guys involved, like that's fine. But I just kind of want their full effort into it. And I think a lot of the fans do too. You know, I think that there's amazing soccer to be played in USL League Two, USL League One, and USL Championship. And I think it's an awesome opportunity to see these different teams just have the opportunity to play against a Major League Soccer team. And, you know, that would be a historic moment there. And, you know, from my perspective, you know, when it comes to your local community and economy, you know, I'm just imagining if Peoria City had a game of the Open Cup, you know, tonight, and we were playing the Chicago Fire or St. Louis City, right? Like, that place would be probably sold out, you know, like
Absolutely.
4,000 or 5,000 people at the game. And so, like, what does that mean for the local soccer community and building excitement as we approach the USL League Two season in May? That would build a lot of excitement. In my mind, there's a lot of opportunities there for promotion and content creation. And so, you know, I'm not saying you wouldn't have that with playing another team. You know, I know Des Moines just went out to California a couple of days ago, and so yeah, I wish, man, that Major League Soccer was 100% into it. I am glad that at least some MLS Next Pro teams are playing,
Yeah,
but
silver lining.
I think there's probably a better way to handle all of this too, for sure.
Absolutely. I for one have been pretty outspoken on it. So
That's good. That's good. I think that's
it's been really, you know, the US Open Cup is more historic than Major League Soccer in its current form. You know, Major League Soccer only started in 1996. So when you go through these motions of trying to get rid of something because you feel you're bigger and better, we're getting to a point where it's like, you know, MLS is almost holding a monopoly over primetime US soccer. And we wouldn't expect nothing less, you know, big leagues always do that. But when it gets to a point where you're so front-footed about it, that's when it gets dangerous. And I have heard worry of USL. I don't think USL is going anywhere. I think it is primed to be the best second, third, fourth division the USL can provide. So I am fine with where things are going. I've come to terms with the US Open Cup being where it is. I think it will still grow. But we'll jump into Peoria as a city, as a club here now. 6-0-6 last year. Just barely missed the playoffs. I think it's obviously not where you want to be. And I could ask a very obvious question of where do you want to be this year? I would expect nothing less than to hear the championship. But I'm interested to hear where you guys want to go, fan-wise, support-wise. Bradley Stadium, where you guys play, is absolutely beautiful. It's your background right now. I love the repping of it. But where do you guys want to go from a club standpoint, a support standpoint? What are the goals there?
Oh man, yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we grew in fan attendance wise. We had an increase of 63% fan attendance. So we averaged about 1,200 people per game in season two, over 712 from season one. The last game of the season, we broke that 2,000 mark, which was
Crazy
just an
number.
electric crowd. I mean, it was 2017, and it felt like it was 5,000. I mean, our fans are loud and energetic, and it's just an incredible atmosphere. I'd welcome anybody, to come to our games and just see what we're all about. We've got a great supporters group, the 309, and they kind of set up in what we call the Shea Brigade. I'm trying to see if you can see it here on my. Yeah, so it'll be, I think this is the Shea Brigade
Yeah,
right here.
that's
There's
awesome.
kind of a grandstand here, and you've got the interstate behind you, as you can see, and it's just really electric, man. It's great, and they bring drums and horns, and I think they're talking about some other extracurriculars for this season. We'll see what happens there for sure. We did have a drum line, and so they would drum along with the 309, and then the drum line would do kind of halftime shows for us. We're hoping the drum line comes back this season. We're kind of working on that, and but when it comes to the fan attendance, everything, hopefully the goal is just keep going up and up and up. And so if we were to do a similar, increase to what we did last year, that's great. I'd love to see an average of between 1,500 and 2,000, and I think that's very attainable. When it comes to seeing, how many season ticket holders we have so far and where we're at comparatively to the last 2 years, we're doing really well. And, we're starting to offer things like a family and friends pack for four people or more that kind of saves you some money. So if you're, a couple and you've got two kids, instead of paying, first of all, season tickets are only $35 a person, so let's not act like it's a lot of money. But we're saving people a little bit of money here. If you like I said, if you're a couple, you have two kids, I think it's like $115 for you and your group, and you can do that with friends and stuff too. So again, we're a very affordable club. We want to be family friendly, and we want to offer anybody an opportunity to come out and see some high quality soccer. And I think people were a little nervous that after the success from last year that prices were just going to kind of jump and everything, and then we decided like, no way, like we're not doing that. We're staying true to who we are as a club, and we're staying affordable, and we're offering great perks to kind of, if there is like a slight increase in price, there are perks with different things that we're offering. So yeah, that 1,500 to 2,000 number would be great. I'm hoping that with this game that we'll be announcing maybe the next month or two, that the average would go way up from that, but we'll see.
You've got me excited over here. I mean,
Good.
I would, I don't even know. I don't even know what to say because these friendlies are so exciting. I mean, we saw. And I'm going up leagues again because that's the closest we can get. We saw Louisville play FC Nuremberg. And I mean, that just a second division German team can do wonders for your support. So I think that's a great avenue for more support. And I love the family aspect here. I mean, I'm looking at the stadium. I, for one, am a big fan of grass seating. I think it is the ultimate family attraction is, a traditional like picnic outing to watch a usually baseball game, but now a soccer game. So I think I have my answer, but I would love to hear, do you think USL League Two is the most family oriented or just most reasonably priced league that we have here in the United States for soccer?
Yeah, and I think there are some other pre-professional or semi-professional leagues, like the MPSL and a couple of others that Probably offer things at similar pricings to we do, so don't want to take anything from them. But yeah, I would say USL League Two and these other leagues that I'm, referring to are pretty much at that same level there. Like I said, they're back to that grassroots, just inviting everybody in, trying to get people maybe introduced to soccer for the first time. A lot of these kids, man, they look up to our players and they just think that they're the greatest thing ever, and they want to be like them one day and all this really awesome stuff. And so being able to just offer them that opportunity while staying affordable is extremely important.
I spoke with Justin Wilson a while back, a former Peoria player, and he was able to give some stories of how he felt, walking out and players getting to know him. Is that a big part of the club, just identity is, you have such a big opportunity now where fans actually get to know the players. Is that a as huge of an aspect as I think it might be for Peoria and League Two?
Yeah, it's massive. That's a huge part of it. We had a lot of the guys getting close with some of the fans and supporters, and that was so awesome to see. Some of them are, maybe still in touch to these days, and that's why we would host like social events and things out at local bars and restaurants, or going to the Chiefs game and meeting people, going to the Riverman game and meeting people. That's a huge part of it, because when you have that closer connection that you build through these events and through the kids rushing on the field after the game and kicking balls with the players, like when you do that, people return for one. People keep coming back to your games because it's more than just sitting on a bleacher or on a patch of grass and watching a game and then going home for the night. It's like these kids, as soon as the whistle blows, they're like, let's get on the field and let's talk to these guys and get their autograph and get photos. Like,
That's
it
awesome.
is a huge, it's an event, right? And so we want to build upon that, and we're planning to.
Awesome. I love that. Everything about it. I mean, this is awesome. We'll finish off here with the question I said I wouldn't ask, but I think it's a good ender. What is the ultimate goal for Peoria City in 2024?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's a great question. I have no problem with you asking that. So yeah, goals, absolutely. Playoffs, I really hope that we can make it again, and go very, very far in the playoffs. We got a lot of work to do, and we've got a very difficult division to get through. I would argue the Heartland Division is probably the most competitive in all of USL League Two.
Oh.
When you look at last season, Chicago City, number one ranked in USL League Two. And Des Moines was like number 9 or 10. And I think that part of Des Moines being number 9 or 10 was because Chicago City beat them. And so, I mean, you've got these two, I mean, easily top 10 clubs, if not top five, in your division, and you have to play both of them twice. So, and there's other great competition in the league as well. We've got River Light and Aurora that just joined. We've got Suegno FC and Joliet, Illinois, that just joined. So I'm excited to see some new energy from both of these clubs. They're both, especially River Light, that I've seen so far, very active on social media and, being creative and being engaging with fans. That's what it's all about. St. Charles FC as well is being super engaging, not only with us and our supporters groups kind of together, but with their fans. And we're actually working on it's called the River Cities Cup with St. Charles FC. And so we're going to offer St. Charles, I think we're going to do 50 tickets for St. Charles fans to be able to come to our game, and 50 Peoria City fans are going to be able to get in free to the St. Charles game. And so just kind of taking that friendly rivalry to the next level, and putting a little putting a little edge to the game, just adding a little bit as well. But yeah, we've got an incredible division, and we got third place last season behind Chicago City and Des Moines. And props to them. They're both fantastic clubs. They've got great history, and I'm just assuming that they're going to come back this year ready to play. And that's why I said earlier on in this interview that night one, we need to be firing on all cylinders, ready to go.
I hope you are. I hope you are. I have pure faith. Thank you again. It's such a great time talking Peoria City, just USL League 2 in general. So thank you for being here. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. First episode of Summer of USL2. Next week, we have the Flint City Bucks. That will be out on Sunday morning as well. So we will see you then.